Thursday, March 10th, 2011.
Hello and welcome. You're listening to Dach Judge Chol, your daily dose of Klingon language. I'm your host, Lawrence Schoen. You've picked a great day to be here because today we're going to examine a particularly powerful verb suffix. It's so powerful that it's the only one in its group. I refer, of course, to the type 4 verb suffix moch. M-O, capital H. Moch means cause. I should mention that this suffix is the source of some fairly abstract grammatical arguments among Klingon cognoscenti. We're going to avoid that side of things by limiting our use of it, at least for now, to what we can think of as stative verbs, which is to say, verbs that describe a state of being, as opposed to verbs of action. Moch takes such a verb and changes it into a verb that causes that state. As with most things in Klingon, you'll understand it better with a few examples. Bangle, vishe moch. I excite your beloved. Literally, I cause your beloved to be excited. Mer upmoch jabwe. The waiter makes lunch unsavory. Reitan iulij bir choch moch romolushkan. Likely, the Romulan makes your blood grow cold. One might, you know, use this as an opportunity to review all the state of verbs we've discussed over the past couple months. In fact, I can't think of a better time to do so. Try each one out in a simple sentence, then twist that sentence by adding moch to the verb. I bet you'll find yourself opening all sorts of worlds with this particular bit of language. Hardly surprising, though, because I've been throwing this suffix at you at the end of every podcast since we began. Kotme poshmoch chol.